This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we still don't know anything about radio.
Yeah, but nobody seems to care.
That's true. Joining us by phone is, I believe, Jonathan Rathsen. Is that correct?
Rathsen, yes. Good morning.
Wow, good morning.
I messed up. I'm sorry. I got it right.
Stop that.
Anyway, you're with NASA, which is a great place to work.
It's a terrific place to work. Yes, you're calling me. I'm in Southeast Virginia, NASA Langley Research Center.
Ooh,
Langley.
I'll go there in a heartbeat if they had an open house. Anyway.
We have open houses almost every 5 years. The last one was our 100th anniversary in 2017. So hopefully when we get all open back up for business, when I get back on site 2022, that'd be our 105th anniversary.
Definitely worth going to see.
Definitely, yep.
How do you build airplanes from remote?
Well, I'm not building an airplane, fortunately. I'm making plans along with my team what to do once our airplane is built. It's being built. The X-59 is being built by Lockheed Martin out in Palmdale, California.
Okay. Now, this is the investigation of the sonic thump, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right.
They're trying to make the sonic boom quieter, which, you know, it's got to be very interesting. I mean, it's got to be a lot of wind tunnel research and computer simulation before you cut aluminum.
Yes, that's exactly right. Like you say, it was the computational tools that gave insights into how to change the aircraft shape to reduce the boom. And then those results were verified in the wind tunnels. And that was about 10 years ago. And that's what paved the way for going ahead and building this aircraft. We have confidence in the results and in the lower sound levels.
Okay, the goal is to design an aircraft that could be used, you know, let me rephrase that. Develop concepts that could be used on a passenger aircraft to enable supersonic flight over land. Is that the goal and the long range goal?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's you know, building the X-59, this whole mission, there's really two goals. The first is to demonstrate the technology on a full-scale piloted aircraft. And the second is to use that aircraft to collect data on the community response to these low noise or sonic thump, supersonic overflight in a nationwide campaign around the U.S. And that data, that data that correlates community response to sonic thump levels, that'll be turned over to noise regulators if they consider changing the regulation. But right now there's a speed limit. You can't fly supersonically over land, and this data might enable that to be changed to a noise limit. You can fly supersonically as long as you're quieter than a certain limit.
Well, this is pretty important research, too, because once again, there are people out there talking about supersonic business jets and another generation of supersonic airliners.
Yes, that's exactly right. NASA's vision is that, you know, someday certain city pairs would be connected primarily by supersonic flight, because you can half the travel time or better.
Right, New York to San Francisco.
Exactly.
How far along are you guys? Are they building the aircraft currently?
They are. They're building the aircraft. It's coming together. There's some great pictures online on NASA.gov/X59, capital X. The aircraft, the first flight is planned for 2022, about a year from now, next summer. And then we'll spend another year in 2023 making sure that it's as quiet as it's designed to be through testing out at NASA's Armstrong Flight Research Center. And then starting in 2024, we'll begin this nationwide campaign of community overflight.
I would think that the second goal of the program, though, was going to be to maximize fuel efficiency. Is that something you're keeping right up there along with this distributed boom?
That is a very important goal, of fuel efficiency and emissions and remaining environmentally friendly with this new aircraft concept. Right now, the primary barrier to supersonic flight over land is the noise barrier. So that's where our efforts are focused in the short term. But we do have research efforts on these other topics that are underway, and And as soon as we can overcome the noise barrier, those other efforts will become our primary focus.
Well, you talk about noise barriers. Now, we're all familiar with the noise of sonic booms and everything, and that's a big part of it. But the jet engines, I heard the Concorde fly over one time, and it was like, wow. Are you working to silence the engine as well as the airplane?
Yes, that's a great point. Landing and takeoff noise is also a concern. The X-59 won't address landing and takeoff noise concepts primarily, but those are being worked in parallel, and those, you know, will come into sharper focus after we can get past the sonic boom, supersonic overflight barrier.
Will the X-59 demonstration platform, will that require afterburners to get up to supersonic speed?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was one of the things with the Concorde. When they went supersonic, they hit the burners and they went. Boy, did they ever.
That's a tremendous noise contribution, though, versus a standard turbojet.
Yeah, because anybody that comes out here and hears a jet go by in full afterburner, it rattles your ribs. And, you know, some people don't like that.
There you go. So what exactly are you doing on the project?
I'm involved with the community test planning and execution. So I'm a co-technical lead, and my area is designing the survey, the social survey that'll be deployed. You know, this will survey thousands of people across the country in each of these communities where the overflight test occurs.
Are you going prep people ahead of time that this is going to happen, or are you just going to thump us and then see who screams?
Well, we will definitely prep people ahead of time.
That's no fun.
recruit participants for the survey and also, you know, be in contact with the community where the testing will occur. We don't want to surprise anybody. Everybody will be well informed in advance. What to expect and how to participate in the survey.
Darn. Yeah, put me on there because I'll just write in there 10. I loved it. It was fantastic. Do it again.
Yeah. Well,
there's a wide range of responses. And also, this isn't the first time that NASA's doing a survey like this. Back in 2018, we did a data collection effort in Galveston, Texas, where we used a NASA research F-18 aircraft performing a supersonic dive that simulates the sonic thump that was done over the Gulf, and then a sonic thump reached Galveston, and we conducted the surveys. That was over a period of about 9 days in 2018. So we have some practice with our methods and recruiting survey participants and communicating, engaging in a community in a positive way.
Well, I'm sure that made the news.
Yes, exactly. It was really exciting to be involved with, and Galveston was a great partner, you know, for testing.
Well, you know, one of the other things, you're going to be testing the people, but are you going to have ground monitor stations set up as well?
Yes, absolutely. In order to correlate the survey responses with the noise levels, we have to estimate that exposure. And we're talking about a really wide area, you know, an area, say, about the size of the state of Delaware, 2,500 square miles. So we will have ground recording stations scattered, maybe 100, 125 stations scattered across that area. And we'll use those measurements together with predictions to estimate what the noise exposure is for each survey participant.
Sounds like interesting work. You're going to be concerned not only with urban areas but rural areas too, because this is all going to be different, to have different reactions to the sonic thump.
That's right. The most important part is that the data that we collect is nationally representative, and so that requires having participants who live in urban, suburban, and rural areas, you know, and scattered across the country.
You got your work cut out for you on that one. Noise is a hot button issue, a real hot button issue. I mean, people are complaining about windmills, which you wouldn't think make much noise at all. So I think you've got a tough audience there.
Well, the goal of our investigation is to see if it's achievable to do these supersonic overflights at levels that seem acceptable. That are commensurate with levels that could be acceptable, in the general population.
Right. So it's a diplomatic way of saying without making people angry. Anyway, thank you for joining us. And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.